Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and In Health.
Yes, there's more.
The one, the only one I can think of that comes to my mind straight away was I was actually in America.
Was I there?
No, right. It was before I knew you.
Right.
And my Aunt Carol, who is, well, she used to be a nanny in America. And she worked for quite sort of well-to-do people, yeah. Right? They had really nice big houses, yeah. And all that sort of stuff, right? And we were there. We were visiting 1 year. And one of the family or whatever it was that she'd worked away for years was having this big Christmas party. And they were like, yeah, and I'll bring, like, Edith and David and the kids and stuff, right? So we went, and I had just... When I was in America, I had bought these new trousers. They were flares, right? And I just thought, I must have been, I don't know, 14, 15. And I just thought I was looking
the dog's
great. Bollocks. Yeah, I thought I was dead cool, really happy with myself. So I was sitting in this house and it was like proper American Christmas party. There was loads of people, there was champagne. And I was sitting up at the kitchen island and they had these big stools. And I was like sitting, swinging my leg, you know, the flares on, da da da. Fine. And then somebody just went, "What is that? A pair of pants, like underwear, on the floor?"
Right.
So then everybody in the kitchen was like, "What?" And I looked down, and I was like, "Oh my God, they're mine."
They'd been sat in.
They'd been in the trouser leg.
Yeah. So you'd worn
from the day before.
So you'd worn the day before, just peeled off.
You know when you do the double, the trousers and the pants at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'd put them on again to go to this party.
And you're sitting there admiring your players, kicking your legs,
thinking I was the shit. And then the whole party stopped. Like, why is there a pair of underwear on the floor? Yeah. And I had to go, they're mine. I had to then get off the stool.
Yeah, pick them up.
Pick them up.
Yeah.
Find my mum, and put them in her handbag.
And what was why did you explain?
I said, I don't think I did. I think it was obvious. Well, they hadn't fucking slipped. They were clearly in the trouser leg.
Yeah,
for the
I would have gone. I would have just gone. God, that's weird. I would have sort of submerged into the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have sort of gone.
Oh. It was really, and do you know what? And
that's a head scratcher.
Yeah, and that's the thing as well. What keeps me awake at night when it comes into my head is, why did I own up to it?
Yeah.
Why did I say they were mine?
Yeah, panic, didn't you?
Yeah,
there's no time in those.
Why
situations.
Didn't I just go? Oh, yeah, that's weird.
There's no time.
Pants on the flare. Freaks are at gone, this party.
I would have gone. They're mine, and here's what happened, and I would have made a story out of it and tried to make people laugh.
What would have been your story?
I'd have gone. I did the thing. I wore these trousers yesterday.
I know, but I was only 15.
I know.
Yeah. So that's my one that always sticks in my head, because there was just so many people in that room that I didn't know.
And they're still talking about it to this day. Mate, still going.
They might be on a podcast somewhere telling this exact story.
Why did she take her underwear off?
They must have known. Americans must take their trousers and knickers off at the same time as well. But that's happened quite a lot to me. Like, especially when I'm wearing joggers, I'll get up and then I'll, like for the school run, then I'll put them on. I'll be like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, oh shit, it's my pants yesterday.
This is where you're going wrong, Claire.
Go on.
Sorry, I smacked the microphone
there.
It's
because you still did
this. This is where you're going wrong, Claire. You wear the same underwear. That's why I don't have that problem.
All right, seagull boy.
I have the, I can get a couple of days out
You love that, don't you?
What?
You love keeping the same pants on for a couple of days.
Not shit myself, have I?
Well, no,
it's not like a nappy.
No.
I like to embarrass you a lot, don't I, Claire?
Yeah, you do.
Loads of little things that I've done. I'm not sure if they're funny to anyone else, but I, you know, daily I like to sort of do something publicly to embarrass you. I'll tell you a thing that I do like doing.
Go on.
Which I know annoys you.
What?
Is when
this is a minefield.
If someone if we're out in public and someone's talking loudly.
Oh yeah.
I join in their conversation.
Yeah, you do.
So it'll be like, so what time do you reckon? Do you reckon about 6:30? And then I'll go to Claire, I reckon about 6:30.
Yeah, and you say it really loudly as well, and I'm like, all right. There was a guy today at the train station who was furious on his phone.
Oh, God, yeah.
He was like, of her stupidity.
Because of her incompetence.
We can't.
He was on his way to the Royal Court.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
No, he was talking about court. He was talking about banks.
He was like, no, the banks are entitled to it just because of her incompetence.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, what's going on in your life,
man? And also you were like, what was it you said really loudly? You went, oh, he doesn't need a phone, does he?
Because he was being fucking loud.
He was being really loud.
He was, and he was right next to my ear, to be fair.
Yeah, he was angry.
He doesn't need a phone. I'm sure the other person can hear him.
I don't think you embarrass easily. I think that's one thing about
you. It's dangerous, isn't it?
I'll tell you the other thing you do that embarrasses me. Whenever we get one of those sort of cold calls or something, you love to do that Sean Locke joke.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Where it'll be like, oh, are you the homeowner? And you're always like, no, hold on, I'll just get her. Then you're like, Claire!
Get down the fucking stairs now!
There's some prick on the phone!
That's a great Sean Locke joke. Who is it? I don't know, some wanker!
And then I come to the phone and just hang it up.
It's great.
Yeah, you love that one. That one gets me a lot.
444444444. I answer the phone like that quite a lot.
You say that constantly. Yeah.
Hello, 444444444.
You're a proper dad with embarrassing stuff. Like, you love to, when the kids are in public.
I've really leaned into it.
You really have leaned into the dad, don't care, as long as it embarrasses my kids. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you shout, like, when you drop Harrison off, do you shout, like, love you?
Do you know what? I don't have to.
Does he say it?
He says it to me.
Oh, see. Our kids,
I go, have
so
a good
sweet
day. He goes, love you, Dad. I love you too.
Oh.
And then we have to do this thing as well. I can't do the day. I drive off for a little bit and then I turn around and wave.
Yeah.
And if I don't get a wave.
If you, that final
but
wave.
But he said it to me
the
other day.
You both do it.
Yeah, he said it to me. He said, I saw you wave and then I just missed you. And like I felt all awkward
felt
for the rest
bad
of the day.
Yeah, you get into those. That's so cute.
I like my kids. They're all right in the end.
They are all right. Shall we move on to a little bit of marital mayhem?
I'll read it for you there, Claire. Even though I can't read. It's marital mayhem, guys. I got a message. Hi, guys. So, I'm in my early 40s. And a couple of years ago, my husband and I got divorced. A few months back...
James, for the love of God.
A few months back, I downloaded some dating apps, brackets Tinder and Hinge. They sound gross, dating apps, don't
what,
they?
Hinge?
That is so
what
close
is
to the word
mean?
Ninge.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be a dating app called Anus soon. There just will be.
I doubt that.
I'm surprised. I'll be surprised if there wasn't one already.
I doubt that.
At least you know what you're signing up for, I suppose.
Jesus
Christ. I downloaded some dating apps and have had no luck on them.
Aww.
The majority of people I swipe through are either boring or they're just looking for a quick shag. However, I recently started chatting to this really hot guy, and the more we spoke, I realised we had loads in common. I couldn't help but show all my mates his photos, and they all thought he was too good to be true. We have finally agreed to meet up the other week, and turns out he was too good to be true.
Oh, no.
The photos he uploaded must have been taken a decade ago, or he'd photoshopped them like crazy. I was basically catfished. I was so distracted by his appearance during our date and didn't really get to find out whether his personality at least matched his dating profile and our previous chats. Was I catfished, and should I give him a chance? No, you can't give him a chance. You know if you're catfished or not.
He's a liar.
He is a liar. You've got to be dead honest. Listen, say we split up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I open up a Hinge account.
Yeah.
It would be...
Oh, you'd do well. You'd have the tailing.
Well, I'd lay my wares out very honest. It would be... Say it's tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, so in my 30s...
Mm-hmm.
Already divorced.
Yeah.
Got kids.
Yeah.
Not as successful as I used to be.
Yeah.
Quite anxious and nervous.
Yeah.
Quite annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Form an orderly queue. Here's some pictures of me as well. I would just be dead honest.
Now, would you put up a recent picture?
Yeah, you've got to be really, really honest.
Right.
Because it's so short-sighted. You can't. How far did he think he was going to get?
Well, that's it. If you're turning up and you know that you don't look like what you've put up there.
Is he sitting there going, she won't know it.
get a couple of drinks
in. And absolutely, all that person has proven to be is untrustworthy.
Yeah.
So you definitely do not give him a chance. Definitely do not.
But maybe he's just a bit worried.
All right, sure, we're all worried. We're all worrying. We're all sat here worrying. You can't just start lying to people.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's a bit like Instagram, isn't it?
You can't just start going, oh, I'm a Formula One champion.
Sometimes I see people on Instagram and then, like, you see, like, a real...
I don't know why I said that.
...unedited picture of them and you're like, Jesus Christ, that is not what I thought you looked like.
Yeah. It's like waking up...
Go on.
No,
what?
I'm only joking.
No, go on.
No, you're beautiful.
Like waking up,
you got
to bed with somebody different to who you wake up with. Fucking tell me about it.
I look the same all the time.
I'm talking about
years ago. I don't say I'm looking great.
I thought I was going to bed with a TV/movie star.
Yeah.
Like it is now. Peddling out this shit.
Ebbs and flows, Claire.
Ebbs and flows, yeah.
Peaks and troughs.
We'll wait for that train movie.
I'll tell you what, I bet someone fucking nicks that idea off me now.
A guy in a trainer just goes mental.
He just goes, do you want to put some fucking headphones on? I was so tempted the other day.
Oh.
We were coming home and I think I might have mentioned it on the podcast, or maybe not. There was a couple, middle-aged couple. Did I mention this? We did.
No. Is this not when we were going?
Yeah, we were coming in. We were coming in.
Yeah.
I think, did we mention, did we talk about this today? Middle-aged couple just watching TikTok or Reels. With the sound on, like they weren't kids. They weren't like young, stupid idiots.
No, they were older than us.
Because sometimes you look at them and you go, well, they'll grow out of that at some point. They'll start to grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
These were middle-aged couple, like laughing, looking at these, the sound blaring.
And again,
I was so tempted to side up next to him and go,
you
oh, yeah,
didn't.
What are you watching? Oh, no, I did. Yeah, I did.
Didn't.
Yeah, no, I did.
I was about to say, again, you made a big thing about it because you were sitting across from him and you were going,
Made a big old point. I forgot I did. Well, because we might as well all be fucking watching it because we can all hear it. So put some fucking headphones on or mute it.
James, we're not talking about train etiquette.
What are we talking about?
I can't even remember. We're talking about...
This woman, she got catfished. Yeah, don't bother. You can't trust him. You got to be honest. I would be so honest. I would be so... Especially in dating apps. Because it's so short-sighted. What are you going to do? Turn up and just be... And just go, oh, yeah, it's me.
Technically, it was him. That was his picture.
That's not him. That's not him.
It's not him present day.
It's not him. He's misrepresented himself, and that is what catfishing is.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You got to be honest.
I would love...
I'd be straight in there. I'd go, yeah.
I would actually... There's a little bit of me that would just love to see you on a first date. Now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't, would you?
I don't ever
want
to go on a first date
No,
ever
you don't,
again.
Do you?
Never. I wouldn't have one of those. I mean, I've just described myself, and I don't think I described myself. I think I was honest with how I described myself.
Yeah.
And that's going nowhere. That's not going
to
get any.
Aye, but you'd have to tell people, ain't you got money? Buds would be all over it. Just, and when I say buds. I don't know. Yeah, maybe just move on.
Yeah, you've got to.
Maybe
you've
look for somebody else. Well,
that's dishonest.
Also, the other thing is though, she was very she was really into how he looked. So maybe look beyond that.
No. Yeah. Well, that's the problem as well, because he's fucked up twice there.
Right.
Because he doesn't look as good as he's portrayed himself, and also he's proven himself to be dishonest and a liar. So. Personality and the looks are fucked.
And if you don't have either of them.
No.
Fair
that's
enough.
It.
Okay. All right.
And if he wasn't, you know, if he wasn't funny.
That's it. If you're ugly, you've got to be funny.
You've got to be funny. Got to be funny.
That is, listen, I'm sorry if that sounds harsh. That is it. If you're ugly, you've got to be funny.
You've got to be. You've got to be. I might start a thing.
Go on.
Like a seminar.
What, do you think you're funny?
I'm very fucking funny. I'm ever so funny.
You're not ugly though, Jimmy.
No, but I'm very, very funny. And I'm really good looking.
Wow, shit. There's your Tinder profile.
Listen, I know. I can see myself. Don't worry. I've got a big screen on my face in front of me right now.
Okay, well, yeah. Just be careful in the future. And I would... Do you know what I wouldn't do? Or do you know what I wouldn't think twice
like
about?
Like a grandma.
Just be careful in the future.
Just be careful in the future.
I'm telling you. But you know what you should do now that that's happened to you? When you start chatting to them, you should say, is that a recent picture?
Yeah. Just, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Just set the tone. Just say, hey, I'm fucking on to you. I know what age I am. I know what age you are. You don't look it.
Yeah.
In that 40, am I going to turn up fucking old... I was going to say something really bad there. Never mind. Oh, well.
Never mind.
Good luck. Good luck on... By the way, don't use Tinder and Hinge. Go out.
Oh, it's difficult to
you
go
might
out.
Meet the love of your life in Asda.
I know, but who are you meeting in Asda? So she's in her early 40s.
You might both reach for the same cucumber.
She's a...
Then you can talk about how... If you pickle it, it's a gherkin.
No, I don't. Anyway, they might not be compatible. She's in her early 40s. She wants to meet new people. And I think that an apps like that are great if you're honest on it.
Yeah.
And you chat and you can get to know people and you don't have to have that awkward sort of, you know, like you say, meeting someone in a bar or something. Like, what do you say
I
to people?
That.
But what were you supposed to say to these
people? Because then you know
people?
Straight away, what if he says something funny, you're like, right, okay, yeah.
But he might panic in that situation and be like, oh, no. If I'd had, you know...
Oh, no. If I had time to write out a bio,
yeah,
she would have really liked me.
Exactly.
Nah, I'm not into it. Right, let's move on. We've got to the end, James.
It is time for our vow of change for the week, Claire, and I'm going to keep things very simple.
Okay.
I've got one for you.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to, if you do wear the same pair of trousers 2 days in a row, to make sure your knickers don't fall out the trouser leg.
Well, right, that only happened that once, but honestly, so many times where I've felt them inside. Because I'm a double, I'm a two, I don't do it in layers. I take it all off at once.
Listen, I'm an advocate for not washing your clothes too much. All right? Don't get me wrong, if you've been wearing them for a week.
I'm not wearing them for a week.
Maybe it's time to put
them. I'm just saying I take them off with the washing machine.
But if you wear, for example.
Go on.
So I wore something on the podcast recently.
Right.
I only wore it for a few hours. Because as soon as I get home from the podcast, I'm straight into some tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah.
Friday night curry.
Oh yeah.
Straight in. But I've not washed those clothes.
No.
They're ready for another.
Well, yeah, you've only worn them for a couple of hours.
And you do ruin your clothes by washing them.
Correct.
So
but you just want me to take the dirty
knickers
out.
Just take the knickers out, yeah. Just make sure they don't fly out.
Yeah. Also socks. I've had a couple of socks that have been trapped in. I take everything off in one go. Does nobody else do that?
Is this when you've like tucked your jogging bottoms into your socks or something? You've pulled it all off in one.
Just everything.
Like it's
yeah.
sort of a hazmat suit.
I do that all the time though. Even if I'm wearing jeans, I take it all off in one go.
Yeah.
And you tuck the top of the thumbs into the socks on the way down. Just everything off. Does
everything
anybody
goes.
Do you not do that?
I don't know. Don't think so.
Yeah. It's good. Just try it.
I'll give it a
efficient.
Go. So yeah, make sure your knickers are.
My wee dirty knickknacks on the inside of my trousers.
Please.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
What have I got for you? I tell you what I've got for you.
Go on.
Just based on this podcast episode.
That would make sense.
Stop being so out there in public.
What do you mean?
Like, you've always got something to say about somebody, or you've always got a really loud opinion about somebody, and the only other person your way is me.
Yeah.
So you direct it to me.
Well, like the bloke on the phone, they go, God, he doesn't need a phone, does he?
Yeah. And
right.
Like, just you do get me sometimes where I'm like, shut up.
See, I'll vow to do it. I don't know if I'll stick to that because I feel like you're trying to change the essence that is me.
Yeah, you love it. You absolutely love calling people out, but not calling people out. You direct it to me.
Yeah.
And then it's up to me to have.
No, I like watching you squirm.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, all right. I say that a lot.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
All right.
All right, okay. All right, I'll go first.
Don't embarrass me in public.
I promise. Well, that's the whole umbrella. That comes under a whole genre of stuff there.
Oh, that's true.
I'll try my best. I promise from this day forth that I vow to stop embarrassing you in public.
Thank you.
In an obvious
So
way.
Obvious. So obvious that
myself.
You relish in it.
I can't
you
help
love it.
It.
And I can, and sometimes I can foresee it. So sometimes somebody will do something or say something, and then I'll look at you and I'll see you looking at me, and I'm like, don't do it.
You've said don't to me a few times.
Yeah, I'm like, don't.
Yeah, you say it with your mouth like a ventriloquist.
Don't.
You go, don't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. You Larry David it up all over the place.
Absolutely. He's my hero.
Okay, well, I promise from this day forth, I will try my very best to remember to take out the underwear and socks for my trousers.
Brilliant. Perfect. So thank you ever so much for listening. Don't forget to join us next week where you'll be able to hear whether or not...
Oh, next week's a good one.
We've got a special guest next week.
Very special.
Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms and follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and to send us any stories, messages or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your partner about.
Not had a voice note for a while.
I think we've had a couple, but I think...
James, for the love of
sorry,
God.
Sorry, I'm burping. I've got... Sorry, guys. Sorry about that. We'll be back. Next week's better. Next week will be better. We'll try harder next week. Must do better. That's what it will say. That's what the reviews will be at the end of this, if you've listened to this podcast. But we will be back next week. And all that's left is for Claire to say...
Oh, John.
I'm having a breakdown. I'm having a little bit of a breakdown.
Can I just say that your eyes were shut the whole time you were trying to get that sentence?
I'm having a bit of a breakdown. Anyway, Claire, please sign out for us.
Guys, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, guys. Sorry about that. Sorry, love you. Love you, bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.